Today we find ourselves at a little crossroads, maybe, the beginning of the end. My last day at Notre Dame is Friday, so this is my last Monday with you all. And it's kind of providential, I think, the readings that we have for the day, as far as providing a little message, I guess, a little nugget, maybe, that I could leave with you, that if you remember one thing about me, it wouldn't be my bald spots or my awkward walk, but my words this morning. So, Jesus, I said it, I think, the very first time that I talked to you, way back in February, but ours is not a faith of Snuggies and tambourines and rainbows and Slurpees. It's not an easy faith. It's not a whatever faith. It's not a hoop-de-doo, you're good, I'm good, everybody's happy faith. Because the Christian life is just that. It's a life to be lived. It's a way. It's not an idea or some theory, but it's a way of life that we live. And the disciples are talking to Jesus, and Jesus, you know, we believe in you now. We get it. We finally have seen what it is you're talking about. And Jesus says, do you believe now? Do you really believe? Because the hour is coming, and in fact it's arrived, when each of you will be scattered back to his own home, and you will leave me alone. The world will give you trouble, but take courage, I have conquered the world. And it's not a conquering that is passive, it's not a conquering that's distant, it's not a conquering that exists only on the pages of this book. But it's a personal conquering, it's an active conquering. In other words, he's conquered your world too, he's conquered my world too, he's conquered the world of Clarendon Hills, believe it or not. He's conquered your pain and your sorrow and your iniquity and your strife and your pain and your world. He's conquered your world. And that is something that I venture to argue the disciples did not get, even though they thought that they did. And so they said, Master, we really believe now. Everything's going to be fine. Keep in mind, this is before his crucifixion. And he says, do you believe now? Because you will be scattered back to your own world pretty soon. You're going to leave me. So do you really believe? Is this something that you're going to base your life on? Is this something that's going to change you? Not just the way that others see you or the things that other people see you doing, but it's going to change you at the deepest level. And the peace and the joy that comes from knowing that our world has been conquered, our world has already been won, that the pain and the strife and whatever that we deal with is not for naught, but in fact, it serves to bring us peace and helps us to have courage, because he has conquered not just the world, whatever that means, but he's conquered your world and my world. And he does it all the time and every day for us. So I want to thank you very much for your hospitality to me during my time at Notre Dame. And what is the mission for us now? Yesterday I was watching a documentary about Fulton Sheen, and he said, what were the first words and the first actions and the implications at the very beginning of Jesus' public ministry? He said they can be summed up with the word, come. And what was the implications and the words and the summary of his final action of his public ministry at his ascension? It can be summed up with the word, go. So come to him, not to have your world conquered, but to see finally that it already has been conquered. Be filled with him, with his life, with his joy, with his peace, and then go. And bring it to other people. Live your life according to the way and the truth and the life. And you'll never be the same, and the world will never be the same, and Jesus will really become the King of all. Amen.